Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
And I like what I see.
Girl, you chosen. Get up and you bust wide open. It's the ocean. I'm just imposing that you give it to me and just me only. Yeah. Girl, you chosen. Get up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean. I'm just imposing that you give it to me and just me only.
Ebro Laura Rosenberg. So, we'll have the discussion later on. We got a few things to cover today. But we'll have a discussion later on about everyone being up in arms about the content in music, especially sexuality. You know, some of the music now, and I think most of it comes from the lack of balance that people think there is with content in music. Like, you know, where there was more innuendo and et cetera, et cetera. But for some reason, people who grew up on the likes of, you know, B.I.G.'s vulgarity, Too Short, and all these other things, when they hear Shinsia and Megan Thee Stallion or Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, it's just too far.
It's too far. You're gone too far.
It's too far. Is it?
It is. But
it's not.
We could talk about it later because it's context. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a better conversation.
You were highly offended by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion?
No. And that's what I mean by context. Because, you know, time and place and people. You know, there's certain things you want in certain places. I'm sitting down in a fancy spot. I'm wearing a tuxedo. I got a fork and knife.
That's not anybody saying all that. We're just talking about here. We're talking about on the radio.
Right. I'm giving a metaphor.
It's like there's certain, like, we never really played WAP that often on this show in the morning.
Right.
Because it was so, in my opinion, it's too early, man, for all this.
Right. Context.
It's context.
Right.
But just talking about the radio, right, and how people respond to things, there's some things that people are playing on their YouTube channels or they're playing it on their phone or they put it on the IG page. It's their page to manage, and that's what they want to do with it. And you can unfollow them or not pay attention to it or even turn off the radio. I get what Shani's trying to bring up. If you're at a restaurant in a tuxedo and somebody play,
yeah, don't just plop a beef patty on my plate. I'm looking for something specific from this. You know what I'm saying?
What if it's a Michelin star?
I don't even know what you're talking
about.
And if I was there, I'd probably turn your mic off. But what I'm trying to focus on is the fact that people are hypocrites. Because the way the music comes off today is a direct result of the way the music was yesterday and the days before that. And by yesterday, I don't mean literally yesterday. I mean in the last generation and the generation before that. Now, whether it's good or not is a whole other discussion. Like whether you like it musically or maybe you've outgrown it, that's a whole other discussion to me. But overt sexuality, especially in hip-hop and Caribbean music, has always been there since I was young.
Right.
And when I was young, and I always remind people of this, when I was young, my dad and them was listening to Dolemite records and Richard Pryor records and Red Fox stand-up. My dad showed me Red Fox stand-up when I was like, I had to be like 8. Nah, I was probably like 11. I was 11. I was probably like 11, 12. My grandmother had already passed when I was 9, so I was probably like 11, 10, 11. where he's standing on stage drinking out of a mug that was a boob and doing right. straight vulgar jokes. And I'm sitting there with my dad, 11, 10, 11.
Right.
So
that's not common, by the way, though.
No, it's not. I'm not saying it's common. I'm just saying what you get in music, the direct result of what people were exposed to when they was young.
Yeah. I mean, and you make a great point. As you say, Richard Pryor, that was his move. You didn't necessarily want to see that from a Bill Cosby or a Dick Gregory at the time. So depending on who's delivering it, you know, kind of changes the energy. And you might like the Richard Pryor, but you might like...
Yeah, you can like all of it. Hell, The right. Weeknd ain't up here being vulgar.
Right.
Bruno Mars ain't up here being vulgar. You know what I'm saying? Facts. Beyonce's not being vulgar.
Well, sometimes. It just depends on what song.
She can be vulgar.
I mean, she has, but not regularly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So there's plenty of artists who are not on a regular basis. But we'll get back into it a little bit later. It's time for some shenanigans. Laura, you told them what you're giving away? We got some
yes.
fire?
Yes. We have a $100 gift card courtesy of Ladies Who List Atlanta.
Let's go. $100 in somebody's pocket on the line right now. Biz and Monica. Biz.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Monica.
Yes.
Hey, good morning, yes. Monica. How are you? We got you. We found you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Great to hear it. Where are you going right now? What's up? What's popping?
I'm going to work. I live in Jersey, but I'm going to work in New York.
There you go. Yo, waking up and it's still dark outside is probably some of the hardest things. You go to bed when it's dark and wake up when it's dark. Those are the hardest months.
Yeah, I'm a nanny.
Yo, shout to you taking care of other people's kids. Yo, shout to you taking other people's children. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of families out here that need support, and we love y'all, man. Appreciate you, Monica.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Biz, where's Biz?
Biz. Ebro.
Pete.
Laura, Rosenberg, Shawnee.
Peace.
What up?
Biz. What's popping, baby? Where you going, Biz?
Everything is good. I'm on these streets, on the road, 3 a.m. start, getting this money.
What you do? You deliver?
Yes, sir. I deliver whatever you need, baby. You got it? You got it. I'll take it.
There you go. There you go. Monica, who you want to represent you today? Baby. Me or Laura Stavs? We're playing for $100.
You. I'm going with you, Ebro.
Oh, wow. You must think I'm on a roll. Wow. I got one yesterday. Okay. I'm like butter. I'm on a roll.
Oh, man.
Here we go.
All right.
60 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
Shawnee with the questions.
Question.
Let's play. Laura, never lose it.
All right. Here we go. All right. Dr. Dre, Eminem, and Laura.
They're part of the Super Bowl halftime show.
That is a fact. Correct. Which Spanish artist painted The Persistence of Memory?
Ebro.
La.
Ebro.
I know this.
Spanish, huh? Pablo Picasso.
Incorrect. Which Spanish artist painted The Persistence of Memory, which shows melting clocks?
Ah, yes. That would be Salvador Dali.
And you say it so nice. And you say it so nice. Who had to stop production of her?
Ebro.
Laura.
I'm going to go with Adele for Vegas
correct.
Show.
Yeah. Okay. Vegas residency is correct. Name one of the two letters in Scrabble.
Ebro.
Ebro.
One of the two letters in Scrabble. It's probably...
Three. Two.
Z.
Z is correct.
What's the question?
Name one of the two letters in Scrabble that
10
are,
points.
That are 10 points.
Yeah.
Q and Z.
Q and Z. I couldn't remember if it was X and Z or Q and
Me
Z.
Me too, I would have said X.
Nice.
But Laura wins!
Yay, Biz! Let's go, Biz!
The Salvador Dali art questions, man. Laura's get them every time.
Biz, you just won a $100 gift card courtesy of the Ladies Who List Atlanta. Congratulations.
Yeah, Biz. Put some money right with that other hustle money. You know what I'm saying? Put it in the shoebox, baby.
Yes, sir.
Hang on one second, Monica. We love you. Sorry we couldn't come through. So, wait, what's the melting clocks thing called? I've never even seen this before.
Yes, you have, Ebro. The melting, you know, the clock that's like that's on an edge and it looks like it's melting. Look it up. Just Google melting clock Salvador Dali. You're going to be like, oh, I've seen this a million times. It's very famous.
And what? And what's it called?
What do you mean, what's it called? Salvador Dali?
It had a name of the painting, he said.
Persistence of Memory. But everyone knows it as melting clocks.
Got it.
You know, the melting clock. Just Google it and you'll see.
Hey, Salvador Dali. Okay.
You're going to be like, whoa, yes, I know what this is.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stavs.
Coming up in the flashing lights report, President Biden got caught calling a reporter a stupid son of a... I'll give you details on this and play you the audio coming up.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Long live Aaliyah. My favorite part of the morning so far has been Shiny Culture. Before we came on the radio right now, Shiny goes, Aaliyah. As if we didn't know who the song was, like to let us give us a heads up. Like, yo,
Aaliyah, that's right.
Make sure you back sell. That's radio talk. Make sure you back sell this Aaliyah talk. You know, they may not know.
Aaliyah.
You may not know this song right here.
You know what I'm saying? It's Aaliyah. You know what I mean? Just want to say her name. Say her name. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Let's go flashing lights, Laura Stavs.
Laura Stavs got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stavs can put us on.
President Joe Biden brought the press into the White House Monday for a photo op following a roundtable chat with his cabinets on how to quickly lower costs in the U.S. You know, as prices continue to soar nationwide, a lot of journalists were being ushered out. I mean, it was basically almost over, but Fox News White House correspondent Peter Ducey decided to ask...
Yo, your man's last name is what?
Yeah, it's almost Ducey.
hold on.
Decided he had to ask the president a quick question before he got ushered away. Check this out.
What do you think, President Biden? Thank you. Thank you. Do you think inflation is a political liability?
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a
Wow. Stupid son of a bitch.
He asked Biden if he thought inflation could be a political liability for the midterms.
I mean, clearly Biden's sensitive about it, but also Peter Ducey is always annoying. So, you know, I mean, I don't think anybody wants inflation, but I think they knew it was coming. I knew it was coming, and I'm not even an economist. I just read. An economist said it was coming. It was going to happen.
Well, yeah, it's an obvious question that obviously, you know, the country is not going to be positively impacted in midterms because people have to spend more money right now. No, that's not help. Like, it was just a ridiculous question. And now I just love that people are offended by him saying stupid SOB to someone who is specifically being a disrespectful jerk to him and is regularly.
But see, I didn't even see people offended by it. I only saw people laughing at it.
Oh, you think the right isn't mad?
Oh, of course. Of course. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. It's just funny to me that they're like, their guy was literally disrespectful to every human being for no reason.
Specifically journalists.
Oh, to journalists. Disgusting. Nasty. All the time. They didn't care at all. But Biden says one stupid SOB and like, get him out of office.
I mean,
he's unhinged.
It's all predictable, guys. It's all predictable. And it's all fake. It's all a team sport. It's not, you know, people that are either A, offended by Biden, and B, not offended by Trump, you know what I'm saying? Or laughing with Biden and pissed when Trump does it. It's all a part of team sport. That's one of the problems with our political system, is all of these shenanigans that really don't get us to solutions. And it's almost too far gone to even turn it back around and wheel it back in.
Yep.
People are so accustomed to playing this team sport thing, which is why, like, when you get down to something like an infrastructure bill where you're literally talking about improving ventilations in school during a pandemic, improving roads and bridges, and getting people government contracts so more workers can get to work, you're talking about things that actually matter, that it comes down to, yeah, but if we vote for this, it's going to make it bad for us at the midterms.
Right. Our team.
Our team. And you're like, but we all live here.
Right.
Wouldn't everybody want?
What about that team?
But that's one of the biggest problems.
That's your Flash and Lunch Report. The time is 7:01, high of 42 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
On the way, congratulations. You played yourself. I don't know who should be on that. I guess, maybe we should give it to Biden for calling him a... Nah, I liked it.
Nah.
I liked it. I liked it. I can't lie, I liked it. It was good. It was good. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Remember, you get a half a grand in your hand. That's $500 after 8 o'clock. We'll have some tickets with DJ John coming up in about 40. We got a lot of things happening. Hopefully, we put a smile on your face. Thanks for joining our family. Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good
morning.
WQHDFM HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Classic. Man, so good. So good. One thing I'll never do is get on this radio and act like I give a damn about you dummies doing dumb-ish and getting busted for doing dumb-ish. I'm never gonna go, well, he didn't know. Like, he was just a And we figured out a whole segment, and it sounds like this.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop, you're playing yourself.
Now, I didn't even know about the hashtag money challenge.
Oh, you didn't?
I only saw the guy I follow, Haha Davis, post money on the floor, and it said the feds is watching. It said the feds is coming. Yeah, and I was like, oh, I laughed first, haha. And then was like, oh, okay, people must, because in my, the people I follow, they're not doing that. I already thought it was bad enough all these years where you have artists mainly walking around with bags of cash and just pulling bags of money, just showing bags of money and putting money. I always thought, I was like, yo, man, the IRS is watching. They coming to get y'all.
Facts.
They using or they so will many. Use or just people who want to rob you in general, but they coming to get you, and I ain't gonna feel bad.
Yo,
and when they do, I'm gonna hit you with the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So I went down the rabbit hole of people spelling things with money on the floor, money challenge or whatever, and came across the greatest one, Nick Cannon.
Mm.
He took toilet paper and tried to send a message to y'all. IRS watching is what he put up.
Yes.
It is currently tax season. It is collection time. They coming to get their money. If you think all it, look, if you think all these PPP loans went out, and they not coming back to get the money. And by the way, it's your money if you pay taxes. The PPP loans wasn't like it came out of some account that the government has. That's our money if you're a taxpayer that they gave back to you. Now, how do they use the money? They invested in things. They do things. And that's how you get how you're supposed to get Social Security and these things later on. But
we have nothing to worry about.
Big caveat, though, you did add if you're a taxpayer.
Yeah, if you're a taxpayer. But nonetheless, they are coming to get their money.
Congratulations. Oh, you played yourself.
And if you're just showing cash on the internet and not paying taxes.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
They've already, didn't they send a kite? Didn't the Fed send a kite earlier this year talking about, hey, if you're a barber and if you get money off the books, hey, you know, we're not going to ask any questions. We just go ahead and do your taxes. Didn't that happen?
Nothing to worry about.
Didn't you guys see that? It was like they put something up on the IRS website. The IRS sent Yeah, where they were just like, listen, we're not going to ask any questions. We just want you to pay taxes. And everybody was like, hell no. Nah. I'm not telling you that I've been getting money off the books. What kind of jokes y'all trying to run over there?
Listen, they're already coming for your Cash Apps and Venmos. If you
that's happening too.
Made any transactions above $600, you must report it. And people be like, I'm not going to report it. Oh, they'll find you. Trust and believe they will find you. The IRS might not get you today. They might not get you tomorrow. But they will find you.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, and they be, and never forget those stories where people will be like, oh, tax evasion or unpaid taxes. 10 years ago. 15 years ago.
Yep.
Wait, Lauren, they came for you for your Venmo transactions?
It happened to me. No, not because of Venmo, because it wasn't a thing yet, but I had somebody who did my taxes and added a lot of extras, and I wasn't aware of it. And like 7 years later, all of a sudden, they're like, excuse me, what about this that happened 7 years ago? I was like, what are you talking about? And I ended up having to pay a hefty bill because of somebody else. But it was my fault because I should have been more informed. But what I'm trying to say is that 7 years later, they caught me.
They can still come. Yeah.
Ooh, hit Laura with the button.
Yeah, it happened. It's paid off. I'm good.
You played yourself.
You gotta be You gotta be like me. You gotta call them and tell them you're gonna be late. And then call them back and be like, yo, I'm gonna be later than I actually thought I was gonna be. So we need to set up an agreement, a little payment plan. And that way, over time, you know what I'm saying? We just got a good relationship. You know what I mean? You know, I send you a little money. I make a little money. I send you a little money.
They're good with that.
I make a little money. You know what I'm saying?
As long as you don't run away.
Nah, I'm right here, baby. I'm right here. I make a little sign. I give you a little sign. You know what I'm saying?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Can I shake that?
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Laura, what's on your list today?
So, I mean, I was watching this on social media. I don't know if you peeped this, Rosenberg. You're a big fan of Billions, but Peloton, I mean, they can't catch break.
Oh,
so another TV character had a major health scare on one of the bikes. So now they have to defend themselves, clarifying the difference between reality and fiction. Because a guy on the show Billions was having a heart attack while riding a Peloton bike. And then it's like, it's so crazy how people can't tell the difference, because when you see it on, I saw it on social media, people are like, oh, hell no, I'm never getting on a Peloton. I don't want to have a heart attack, ma'am or mister. Probably all the soda that you're drinking and all that unhealthy food will give you a heart attack faster than a bike. Are you kidding me now?
Or
it's ridiculous.
Wait, are people blaming an exercise bike as if the bike is doing something to them?
Yes, as if the bike is the one that's causing heart attacks.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Like what?
Yo, that Peloton stock ain't laughing, though. If you own Peloton stock, bro, oh, boy.
That's the thing that's so wild to me is, like, listen, I understand Peloton having business issues, you know, for a bunch of reasons. They made a ton of bikes during COVID, and they overproduced, and they're trying to sell them all. I get that. But the fact that these TV shows are legitimately a part of their business problems is crazy.
It's nuts. You would think people would know the difference.
And also, y'all didn't... Wait, human beings needed a TV show to know that if you work out really, really hard and like and with reckless abandon, you could put your heart in danger? Do they think that's specific to Pelotons?
Yeah, they do.
No, it's just the Peloton.
Hit them with the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Matter of fact, when your heart start acting up and you clutching your chest smelling maple syrup, don't they say you smell like syrup or something when you get a heart attack or something like that?
Yeah.
This is what you should be hearing.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Rosenberg, what you got?
Well, I mean, listen, I'm tempted to give it to every day when I see a different picture of Kanye West wearing a matching outfit with his girlfriend in 2 weeks. I want to hit the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I can't help but want to be like, y'all are really dressed up matching. You didn't know each other 2 weeks ago.
You said it yesterday on the program. Dating over 40 moves really fast.
Kanye's in double dog years. Like, yeah, they're now. They've been together forever. Him and Julia.
I mean, he got four kids. I don't know how old this young lady is, but effort, you jumped in with a 40-year-old man. Y'all might as well be married now.
She had a kid last year. They got five now together between them. It's time.
Did you see what she posted on her social media, Rosenberg? She wrote, Julia, yay. Get out of here.
She said, Julia, yay.
Remember how they used to call Kim yay? It's like, just stop. I cannot.
Yo, Julia, yay is the biggest, but it doesn't even work. That just doesn't even work.
Julia. What about Julia?
Julia. You'd have to put Julia.
It's terrible.
So They were at Fashion Week in wherever Fashion Week is.
Paris.
And they dressed up in the matching jean outfits and everybody and they took a photo and everybody's upset. Is that what I gather from this convo?
Who's upset?
Or, you know, coming for them, coming for her, laughing at them.
I didn't see it. Honestly, I didn't see anyone coming for them. But this is just me. I don't think it was trending or anything.
Got it.
I just can't see pictures of people who knew each other for 2 weeks wearing full matching outfits and not think, what's wrong with you, man? What is wrong with you? And if you're, like, in his crew, you have to be hanging out with this new chick who's around and she's, like, part of the crew after 1 week.
Hey, man, don't disrespect. That's Julia.
Congratulations. And also,
you played yourself.
Man, I can't do it.
That's Julia.
Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
The whole Fashion Week, I'll be honest, when you just see pictures of the whole Fashion Week, Ebro, the whole thing is like, what are y'all? These are people I like who are all there, but I'm like, this does not look fun.
Well, I'll say that I didn't see what I saw the photo of what you're talking about, but I don't know what it's from. But I did see a photo with Tyler the Creator, Pharrell, Kanye, and Nigo, who obviously brought us Bathing Ape, but now has his new line called Kenzo, I think it's called.
He's taking over the Kenzo line.
He's taking over the Kenzo line. Head designer, right. Yes.
Head designer at Kenzo, and Tyler did something with Louis with an orchestra and. You know, something that, like, brings some, I guess, Virgil had some designs that they were bringing forward or something like that. Laura Stiles, you're in this fashion thing.
He curated the music for the show.
Yeah, there you go. So that was fire. I like seeing that.
I was really happy to be there.
My favorite moment about that whole Paris thing was when Gunna took a video of Pusha T and Skateboard P and was like, oh, look, it's Pusha P. Pushing P.
Well done, Gunna. And I also liked hearing Pusha's song in the fashion show.
Facts.
Pusha's new record. I don't know where it's at. Right. I want it, but it sounded great.
Like a thing.
And Rosenberg, you don't need to remind us as you wear a 1979 Ricky the Dragon Steamboat t-shirt that you're not interested in fashion in Paris.
I think
your t-shirt says it all.
I do like fashion. I do not like Fashion Week. I am good. I am so good.
Let's go. Cast one. 97 minutes commercial free.
Real quick.
Ebro Laura Rosenberg, real quick. Real quick. So yesterday around this time, I think we was playing the Shinsia Megan Thee Stallion. Cast one, can you bring that up real quick?
Yeah.
And I want everybody to call right now, 800-223-9797, because we're about to get to DJ John, so y'all might as well get on the line. This is just real quick. But just to, you know, tie it all together.
Murder on the beach,
so it's not nice.
Want me a mo?
Hey.
Make it go boom boom.
Hey.
Make a thing go.
Tick, tick, tick.
I don't want no one way.
Mm-hmm.
Want me a mo?
Yeah.
Make that thing go.
Okay.
Put your back in it. Put your back in it.
Shana, you got that? Cass, I gave it to you too yesterday.
Put your back in it.
Balfour, Denise Balfour.
Saucy Wow. Young Saucy Wow, Denise Belfon.
Big up Denise Belfon.
From, it's like 20 years ago.
Yeah, old tune.
Soca tune.
I got the thinking all of the time. If your mind and this love can't go decline, my arms are open wide. Make it go boom boom.
Now, I think we came to the conclusion yesterday that mostly this music video is what sent y'all around the bend, right? About it being too far, not the song itself.
Too far. The song is actually good.
Yeah, I agree. Now that I listen to the song, I'm like, oh, I kind of like it.
Well, because the original was definitely not G-rated, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be clear. 20 years ago, Cast One, you got the original Soca?
What is the original song called?
I got it.
I sent it to you in the chat, I think, yesterday.
Denise Balfour, what's up? TT.
I like that broomstick you're carrying. Yes, baby.
That
I like
broomstick.
It.
We got it, Johnny.
Won't you take a broom and sweep my yard? You better brush it good or we go fall apart. Don't give me no shortcut thing. You have all day.
You know what? Is that the beat is so fire that you don't even understand what she's saying. So you're like, whatever, it's fire.
Exactly.
Come up, remember that.
So, and then I started thinking, I brought this up before too, and nobody likes when I bring this up. So we're all, you know, everybody goes to church on Sunday. Everybody's, you know, all righteous and clean until Juve. We're going to get butt naked.
Facts.
In public.
We're going to get dutty.
Right.
In public.
Facts.
And we're going to bring out all of our children. The infants.
Yep.
Everybody's coming out.
Everyone.
And we're going to grind our genitals against one another and sweat for days on end. But the song is too far.
Right.
Yes. Absolutely. But you know, in Trinidad, that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? For us, it's expected. All of our music has some sexual innuendo.
No, but everybody does it. Everybody does it. Everybody's a hypocrite, is my point. But these songs come out, and it's like, oh my God, what have they done? And it's like, yo, they were. When I was a kid, this was happening. When the artists that are making these songs were children, it was happening.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The vulgarity
it just
was
feels
in
like
and
the bigger,
around.
But the bigger conversation seemed like it was around people wanting more musically from Shinsia than they were offended by the content.
Right. Yeah, it's not that
I don't think they were offended. They were like, this isn't that great.
Right, nah, let's be clear. I wasn't offended by the content.
I thought people didn't like the video.
The video wasn't good.
And then there was people, I read comments that absolutely were like, this song is too vulgar. I'm not saying y'all per se. I'm just pointing to the culture at large.
Right, right, right. Nah, that there's always going to be those people who clutch their pearls, and you're like, really? It's not that big a deal. What are you talking about? But I think this record's interesting because it has there's a bunch of different criticism around it. You know what I'm saying? But I do think now when you sit here and listen to it, you realize it's a pretty good song.
The song is fire.
Right.
It's cool. I don't love it. I'm not like, this isn't changing the game to me. It still is derivative of WAP to me, 100%. But it's not bad.
Well, and then yeah. I see King Lou in here in the chat is saying, nah, most people thought she was downgrading herself to conform to Megan's style of music. Mm-hmm. Her song before the last, Shinsia, had a phallic attachment ponytail to the back of her head.
Yes, I remember.
She was in the video before she clinked with Megan. She was in the video with a male genitalia attached to the back of her head as a ponytail. Also, it was the artwork for the song, not just yes. in the video. Right. It was yes. literally the cover of the song.
Also too far. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh. I mean, you want it. Sometimes you don't want it directly in your face like that. You know what I'm saying? And to the Juvia, or at least this
Lady Saw is on the line. She would like to have a conversation with you, sir.
Facts.
About in your face and too far.
Right. Well, some people, unless this is where Shinsia is going, you know what I'm saying? Because Lady Saw been on that. What's her name? Who's a Grace Kelly or whatever? Some people just in your face.
Not Grace Kelly.
I don't know. Grace Jones.
You mean
her? Right.
You mean Grace Jones? You know Spice was on that. Listen, there are a lot of people who were on it.
We didn't know Shinsia was completely in this route. And when you look at the visuals.
But then you ain't been listening to Shinsia's music and paying attention to what she been doing.
Well, I have, but it's well, just you the, I think you it's were. The visuals, right? I think it's the visuals.
The play visual, that new Shinsia Megan Thee Stallion.
It's heavy.
I'm not offended by it. It just wasn't good.
That's how I feel.
Murder on the beat, so it's not nice.
Want me a mo? Make it go boom boom. Make a thing go.
I joined fire, y'all tripping.
I don't want no one way. Want me a mo? Make that thing go.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Boom. Ebro Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Yo, let's bring DJ John in here. Let's get to it. Hey, it's DJ John.
DJ John.
Yo. Yo, John, what's popping, baby?
Push your back into it. Okay, cool.
Not your back, because your knees are already bad, so you might want to chill. You might want to chill. You might want to lay on down. Lay down, buddy.
Can I add to my knee? It's not easy wearing a knee brace, because then when it slips down my pants, I have to go into the bathroom, pull it back
up. Oh, no.
I got to put my pants down and then tie up the knee brace back up so it's tight. So, yeah.
That's tough.
How is that knee? Do you have any... diagnosis on what is actually going on with your knee that was hit by a door, and we have to wonder why the door attacked you in the first place. And this is, and just for the record, this isn't the first time DJ John has had a run-in literally with a door at the radio station. One time he actually broke a glass. I don't know how, but Rosenberg, you were there when he broke the glass to the studio door?
Yeah, he was like joking and running around, and we were doing some sort of goof, but he really slammed his whole weight into the door, and it broke the glass.
So, now he's trying to claim that there's something wrong with the door, but how did the door swing back and hit you in the leg?
It was a freak accident, basically.
A freak accident.
It was a freak accident.
So Sounds like Issa job. Trying to explain to me how a pencil got stuck in her hand at school. I don't know what happened. I just no, you weren't paying attention and you were playing around, being goofy.
Well, this time
and
was
bad.
Well, neither or I was goofy or playing around.
So. Well, you would have had to push the door and slam it against the wall for it to swing back and hit you.
But then, well, it came back quicker than it was supposed to. It never hit the wall. That's the crazy part.
It came back quicker than it was supposed to.
Didn't hit the wall. Just came back at you.
Back quicker than it was supposed to. Yeah.
Someone should have told the door.
Yeah.
Yo, we got Tajiri. I think I'm pronouncing it right on the line. Tajiri.
Yes, how are you, Tajiri?
I'm saying it right. Tajiri, good morning. Where are you headed right now? Tell us about yourself. We want to meet you. We want to know you.
I'm a retired New York City correction officer and a current middle school teacher.
There it is. How's everything going at the schools right now, Tajiri? Everything smooth?
Well, the school is running smoothly. It's just you have a lot of teachers taking off currently. A lot of teachers not coming in, a lot of them being exposed. We have people at home worried about their elderly family members, so
right.
I make sure I get in here every day to make sure the kids have some form of consistency.
There you go. Well, we appreciate you on the front lines out there doing that essential work like that, okay? Love you.
Thank you so much.
And now we got something for you. What is it again, DJ John?
The BK Drip concert.
Concert tickets.
Yeah, man. It's going to be crazy. Fabio Foreign, Sleepy Hollow, Bia, Roddy Rebel, Busy Banks, and more. Phone Flex on the set. Tickets on sale now,
baby. Answer this question to Jerry super quick so you can get these tickets. Laura, what you got?
Baby.
All right, Tajiri. Can you tell us, Joe Biden was vice president for who?
Joe, baby.
Tough question.
Barack Obama.
She's good. Mario.
DJ John.
Okay, Barack.
Can you tell us what is our current president's middle name?
Current president, middle name. That's Joseph.
R.
No, it's not R.
It is R.
Mm-hmm. Is it R? Rudolph.
Ooh, I like it.
Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. is his name.
Robinette.
Robinette.
I did not know it was Robinette.
I've heard of a kitchenette.
Bassinet.
Never heard of a Robinette. Yo, Tajiri, you getting tickets?
Yeah, baby.
Thank you so much.
What?
Thank you so much.
Tajiri, thank you. We love you, okay?
Thank you. Really quick, can I shout out my school, IS-59? I love y'all.
IS-59.
We love. Well, they love you too, Tajiri. What do they call you over at the school, Miss Tajiri?
Mrs. T.
Mrs. T. Pity the fool. Hang on, Mrs. T. Oh, remix time. Time for some action,
DJ John.
Who gonna be the big man?
Time for some action.
DJ John.
Who could be the big man?
DJ John.
Oh, he called you big.
Time for some action.
DJ John.
Maybe it's a Nick fan.
DJ John.
Time for some action.
DJ John.
Who could be the big man?
DJ John.
Maybe it's a woman.
DJ John.
Maybe it's a next man.
DJ John.
Maybe it's a next fan.
DJ John.
Maybe Denise Belfast.
Maybe Denise Belfast.
You know what I'm saying? Big up the Put city massive still.
Put your back in it.
Cast one. Hang on 1 second. Let's go. Flashing lights time right now. Laura Staff. Wow.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles can put us on.
So yesterday, a bunch of photos of Kim Kardashian with Hillary Clinton and Chelsea Clinton. They were floating around. They were spotted at a local black-owned coffee shop in Los Angeles. So I found out what it's about. So they were spotted on Monday at Hot and Cool Cafe in Canoga Park. This is in California. They were also joined by a camera crew. And it wasn't for like a Kardashian Hulu thing that they're doing. It's for Gutsy Women. It's a Clinton-led show for Apple TV+. But specifically, the actual cafe is pretty cool. Hot and Cool was founded in 2018, and it features a vegan menu. And according to the cafe's website, the owners chose the area because residents had historically faced challenges in trying to find healthy and convenient food options. So not only that, the cafe is known for hiring formerly incarcerated people, underserved youth. And so Gutsy Women is a show featuring a cast of diverse and trailblazing women, hence the owners of the shop, Tina Aminet and Tony Jolly. So as I was looking this up, I was like, ooh, this is really cool. I'm more interested in the cafe now. But and that's what the photos
were about.
A new
show coming.
Yes, Gutsy Women on Apple TV Plus.
Apple TV Plus Hillary Clinton vehicle. Okay.
All right. There's so much content.
You cannot, nope. You cannot.
I don't work
keep
for Apple
up.
TV Plus.
Exactly. That it, there's so many different places to get content. It's crazy to even keep up with the amount of things coming in.
Yeah, it's
gonna
tough
be
to
really
cut through.
Interesting, though.
I just found out Will Smith was hosting a show where he's roaming around the world doing crazy activities, and I'm like, how have I not even heard of this show?
It's on.
What kind of crazy activities? Like bungee jumping?
No.
Like what?
Wait, I watched all the episodes. Me, Issa, and my lady, we sat around and watched it while we ate dinner. It's on Disney. It's on the Disney app. And he went, let me see, one thing, he climbed into a volcano. But the people who take him on these journeys are special also. I don't want to give it all away. So he did that. He also was in Namibia, where the desert meets the ocean, and they were, and it's also like the discovery of like how the earth works too at the same time.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It's like a
nature
show.
And then he went from a glacier in Iceland all the way to the ocean. So he had to walk from the top of a glacier. A helicopter dropped him and this other guy off, and they had to walk. And I guess Will Smith is super afraid of water, so they had to do like white water canoeing to get through there, and they had to drop down into the glacier. It was dope. It was actually a good watch.
He's living my dream, man. Will Smith is
no, he's living my dream. Yo, me too, Cass. I was like, yo, if I didn't have to do this, I would definitely be trying to do what he's doing.
Must be nice.
That's fire.
But and I think it started back on his 50th birthday. Remember when he jumped out of the helicopter or jumped out of the plane? It was like skydiving for his birthday. So I think that's where it started, where he had like these bucket list items to do as he's getting older and faces fears.
Mm. And again, I didn't even know this existed.
Yeah, it's pretty good though.
Answer Flash and Light Report. The time is 8:01. Today's a high of 42 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Listen, coming up, major announcement. We're here, fellas. We are here, and I'm going to need to talk to the ladies. Mm. And fellas, tune in. Mm. It's time. Issa has a crush.
What?
What?
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, how old is Issa?
7.
Oh my god. You have a long life ahead of you, Ebro. Man, God bless, bro. God bless.
Nah. It's good. Everybody lock in. We'll talk about it. Keep it locked. Plus Ride or Die coming up next.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. We are here. If you are a woman, I need you to call 800-223-9797. Why?
Why?
I want to know, what age did you tell your parents that you had, or your, you know what? What age did you tell your dad that you had a crush on someone?
Hmm.
Or you liked someone? How old were you, ladies? And the reason I say this is because last night, Issa, you know, a cousin had a birthday. We was over at the American Dream, riding the rides. We hit the restaurant before we rode the rides. And by the way, you know, the American Dream, very nice facility over there by MetLife Stadium, the mall and all that stuff. It wasn't crowded at all. It was great. They do a twilight thing at American Dream between 6 and 8 p.m. You go in, you buy a ticket, and you just ride the rides. Like, it was nobody there. Just jumping on roller coasters, having a great time.
Nice.
So I highly recommend it, especially if you could sneak over there on a weeknight before, you know, because the weekends are probably super crowded over there.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, Issa's cousin told me, he said to me, he was like, Uncle Ebro, I got a crush on somebody.
Mm.
And I was like, that's dope.
And how old is he?
He's in first grade.
Okay. Okay.
I was like, that's dope. I was like, how do you know? He was like, well, you know, she's funny. And, you know, we had a little conversation about it. I gave him dap. I was like, that's strong. I'm glad. Glad you, you know what I'm saying? Good for you, man.
Issa was
and I see Issa was sitting right next to him. And she was like, well, Dad,
being that you're giving daps around.
Yeah. You seem to be celebrating this, so I just wanted to share.
Like she was like, well, Dad, and she said it just like that, too. I have a crush on somebody, too.
Wow.
And I knew what she was doing. You seizing the moment, so you see that? And I was like, yo, that's dope. And gave her the same love. Gave it the exact same love about it.
Had to.
And she was like, well, I thought, you know, I was afraid to tell you. I thought you would be like, what? None of-. I was like, what made you think that? Like, I what have I been like that with you about? She was like, nothing. I was just worried. I didn't know what to say. And I was like, nah, it's good. It's normal. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm proud of you. You like somebody. That's cool. And then she started telling me about him and blah, blah, blah.
Oh my
but she
gosh.
Was like, he doesn't know. Now, her cousin Malcolm, he was telling me that he went and told the girl. Like, he was like, I stepped out. I was like, that's strong, bro. Like, that's strong. You told her how you felt. Cool, man. That's dope. And he was like, yeah, it's fun. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I, you know, I just wanted to take calls because in my mind, I've tried as a father to be... especially about natural things like, you know, kids like other kids. Like, it's normal.
People
right?
like people.
Yeah, people like people. Why would that
happens.
Why would I make her feel afraid of that or that she couldn't share that with me?
Right.
Because like, we do a silly thing in our society where, like, dads are, like, obligated to be like, my daughter better not. Right, it's like right. this. It's this weird thing, this machismo that's built in. But you're right. In the end, it doesn't have a positive impact.
Right,
and for generations, dads haven't been as easy or portrayed as easy when it comes to things like that. Not my little girl, to Rosa Brooks' point.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't understand the rationale.
Doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, because your daughter is like supposedly, she's precious, you know what I'm saying? And you want to protect her from the world. And relationships are the first form of heartbreak and all this other stuff. You don't want anybody to hurt her feelings. And relationships are the first step into potentially getting your feelings hurt. So you want to be a protector as a dad.
I think the world's the other way. I think if you really want to protect your kids from the world, you get them ready for the world.
Throw them in the deep water.
You want to protect them, get them ready.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Be there with them to lift them up.
Well, she's
let them know, let the build in them the confidence to know my dad, my mom, my family is going to be there for me. So I don't have to run and hide. I don't have to, you know, sneak in the shadows and you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but you know, I mean,
it sounds beautiful, Ebro, and I'm with you. Okay. Mm-hmm. And with everything that you're saying, most dads don't have, the tools to cope with it.
Right.
Most
right.
dads are not emotionally available for their daughters in that way because they have their own feelings that kind of come in between. I didn't tell my dad until I was like almost 18 years old that I had a boyfriend.
Right. Because then there's also the fact that when you're like, okay, 8, it's cute. 15, 16, you're not looking at it like it's so cute anymore.
Right.
Right. Well, no, it's, you know, it's live, it's real. But see, now, if you wait until, I think right. like this, if I wait until.
Makes sense.
Issa's a teenager. We haven't had time to really have a conversation about it. Now we're like, right. it's right now. Like, this is happening right now. She hasn't had time to develop and think about it and know that her dad is going to be there for her and support her. And, and you know, now we can have real talk. I can tell her what's really good with this boy. You know what I'm saying? And what's really going, we can have real talk.
Yeah. Well, you're approaching it from a mature perspective, and it's dope. I think that's the way everybody should really handle it.
100%. Try to be as calm.
But I'm most proud of her in terms of how she pulled the chess move on you when she decided to execute.
Oh, yeah.
She's a good one, bro. She's smart, and she knows how to move. You play chess with her, don't you? Because she knew exactly how to play this one.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
She seized the moment. She was like, he giving love?
She was like, you know what?
I know, yeah.
Because it might have been different. Because my daughter told me when she was around 7, 8, too. And I didn't necessarily handle it in the same way. I wasn't aggressive, but we were walking and she was like, Daddy, I got a crush on a boy. Well, I don't know how she worded it, but she was like, I like a guy and he's dark skinned just like you, Daddy. My response was, oh, word. All right. You know what I'm saying? I ain't giving no smoke for it. I was just like, all right.
And also in your case, Ebro, when she looked at it and she was like, oh, he's giving it up. He's giving, okay, he's happy about that. So maybe it'd be easier for me to tell him. But before that, what was she thinking? Because it didn't just happen at that moment.
No, she told me.
She was nervous.
She was nervous. She didn't want to tell me because she thought, now, where did she get that from? Did she get that from a TV show? Because I've never been like that with her about her telling me something that's going on with her. You know what I mean? Like where I was, and I reassure her all the time that you're not going to get in trouble for just being a kid. Like people make mistakes and, you know, we work through it. What you're going to get in trouble for is, you know, you're supposed to be doing something and you're doing something else.
Facts.
I'll be honest with you guys. I bet you if we open the lines, most women are going to say that they told their fathers later on in life. I bet you in their late teens, early 20s, because they don't have the same relationship.
Let's go.
Very rare.
Listen, now I'm an old man, so listen, if I had, I could have been a different person if I had a child when I was younger. You know what I mean? I'm 46, so I've had time to listen to women tell their stories and, you know, get here. So that's why I thought it would be interesting to share this today, because I'm sure there's a young dad listening to this. And fellas, make no mistake, inside, in my spirit, I was like, what?
Exactly.
But you fought against it.
You was just giving little man some dap.
Wait, what? Oh, you thought it was cool because he?
Right.
That's not first my child.
First of all, that's not my child.
There we go.
You didn't have any choice. That's how you had to respond with him.
But that was what was going on in my brain. But I've over the years, things that are going on in my head don't always come out my mouth.
Right.
I work on that. Let's go to Anissa. Anissa says she told her dad, but how old were you when you told your dad?
I still haven't told my dad I have a crush on anyone.
Are you seeing?
Wait, what? How old are you?
But I think that you, I'm 26. I think that you all have like different concepts that are like, you know, taken back there. And one of the factors that you didn't say is, my standards are my father's. So, like, if I don't meet a man that I feel is manly enough to bring to my father, I don't even have a true crush on him. So, like, we
got to... See, now that you've got... This is advanced. Well, this is advanced. I'm just, you know, she's 7. You're on a different level with.
Yeah, this is a bit of a different.
But the thing is, I was like this from young. Like, I had a whole crush. I was like, yo, dad, there's this person. Can we take him to church and see how he reacts in church? And I could see there was no progression at a young age. I was like 13. And from that point on, I was like, yo. If my father doesn't approve of him, how can I truly approve of him?
True. Yeah, that's OD. So, like, that feels a little OD for me. Your dad, you got to make your own decisions. You're 26. But it's a good barometer. I think the way you're measuring it is a strong measurement, but you still got to make your own decisions. Your parents ain't necessarily going to like all your decisions. You got to make your own decisions and live with and be accountable for those decisions. Thank you for your call, Anissa, for sure.
Definitely.
Thank you so much. Taking calls from ladies only today because my 7-year-old has a crush, and I think it's great. Look at my face. I think it's phenomenal.
You think it's great. I love it. I'm ready.
Yeah, I think this is feeling. A great mother effing idea.
Mm-hmm. So,
play day?
No, I'm not going to go there. But go ahead. We got Mella.
Let's go. Mella.
Hi, guys. How are you? Hi.
Good. So you as a young woman spoke to your dad about who you had a crush on. How old were you?
I did. I actually told him when I was 23 years old when I was ready to get married.
There you go.
You see?
That's it.
Wow. You see?
That's it.
23.
Wait, now, so am I...
no way I could have told him before. Uh-uh.
Am I... Wait, so Mella is your name?
Yep. Yes.
Am I doing this wrong?
I don't know. For us, it's scary because our dads are everything. We need their approvals, and they need to know that this is the right guy because no guy's the right guy. So I knew that it needed to be the guy I needed to marry, and thank God it worked out, and my dad was on board. But prior to that, I couldn't mention anybody because he probably would have been really hard on him and me.
So am I doing it wrong?
No, you're not.
No, I think
letting
you're
her know.
Okay. I think you're good. It's just elementary school. You gotta relax.
Well, cause it's my first reaction was I don't want her to be afraid to tell me anything.
Well, because you're doing it right because you're making her feel comfortable with being open.
Yeah.
A lot of the people on the line, including mine, they never made us feel comfortable. It just wasn't a thing.
Yeah, I think
it was like absolutely no.
You opening dialogue is the right path. You know what I mean? We got a Star on the line.
Star, how old were you when you spoke to your dad? How old were you when you spoke to your dad about? Good morning, Star. How old were you?
Well, I was 17. My father's Cuban, and he was very strict. Like we couldn't even look out the window. I was raised in Patterson.
Couldn't look out the window.
You couldn't look out the window.
Like at 13,
were you in jail?
So what he did was, being that we were raised in Patterson, you know, it was very different back in the days. He's Cuban, so he's like, you want to look outside, you go in the backyard. Because I guess he wanted to protect us from what was going on outside. But not only that, like, he would also talk to us about boys. Like, he would tell us, he didn't want us to like any boys, but he would talk to us. So at 17, you know, I would tell him I had a crush, but I wouldn't tell him that who I liked. So, you know, he would talk to us and stuff like that, but we couldn't have boyfriends or nothing like that. We couldn't go out or nothing like that. He was very strict in that sense.
Let me ask you a question, Star. Are you a parent yourself?
I am. I have 3 daughters, actually, and when they were very little, I took a different route. I actually spoke to them about everything, and now my daughter is about to be 18, and she tells me everything, no matter if it's good, bad, ugly. She tells me everything because I gave her that open door and opportunity to not be afraid to be able to speak to me about that.
How old were you when you had your first child? How old were you when you became a parent?
I was 19. I actually got married at 18 because it was so strict and I just wanted to get out. So I got married at 18 and then had my daughter at 19. And so I feel like you're doing a good job because you're right, in this world today, people need to, especially guys and their daughters, a lot of girls look for that in other guys and they make a mistake in thinking that it's okay and it's not. So they need their father to talk to them at a very early age, especially with this society now, the way kids are and the way they're being raised.
I was going to say, man, looking out the window, they looking at these phones. They all the way out the window. Ain't no
right.
You can't keep them from window.
Right, and you're right, and you're right. And I think you're doing a good job, you know, speaking to your daughter because she will have that confidence to talk to you because a lot of times kids don't even go to their mothers. Mm. And I had instances where my kids' friends would come to me because they couldn't talk to their parents or their mother, and I'm a certified life coach. So a lot of my kids' friends, they come to me and I give them advice because they can't go to their parents because they're either getting in trouble, they'll yell at them. you know, and they don't have, they're scared to go talk to them or anybody. So they talk to the next adult that they see that their friend has in their life. And so I think you're doing a good job. I feel like it's great to talk to them early and make them understand, like, listen, boys are supposed to treat you like this, this is unacceptable, this is acceptable, because they're going to think that what on social media is right, and it's just brainwashing.
Listen, all this is good and great, but you ain't going on no date until you move out. You know what I'm saying? You can have all the crush.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
Wait,
you know what I'm saying? You got all, we ain't having people over. You know what I'm saying? We ain't doing all that. All that. He coming over to hang out, watch a movie? Nah, fam.
You know? I was going to ask you that. No,
nah,
play date?
Bro. Not I hate happening? That dude. No, no, no.
Don't play date.
Hey, chill out, fam. Ain't nobody know. Wow. Relax. Everybody
she can't
relax.
Have a play date with a boy at seven?
Relax, fam. Somebody going to get hurt out here. Everybody just chill.
So it doesn't sound like anything you just did was actually anything.
Right.
So she's allowed to, in her head, like someone.
Absolutely.
But that's it.
Imagination. Imagination is great.
Why?
See?
Let's get to the guru. Good for you, man. You're letting her think. That's nice.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com, where the gurus get together to uplift you, to guide you.
That's right.
Shine the light in your darkness. Shani Coltrane burn sage.
That's right, cleansing the energy.
Rosenberg, who's in need of our help?
So many people, Laura, and the emails are coming in. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. Reach out. Tell us. What do you need? What are you trying to find? We will guide and help and support. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. Good morning, guys. I listen to you all the time. And firstly, I have to say, Ebro should be a guru because he gives amazing advice.
Hey, thanks. I'm a shaman. I got peyote and shrooms.
Ebro and Shawnee's advice are actually my favorite. Cass, too. Cass is awesome.
Shawnee?
Oh, that's
Shawnee
cool.
And Shawnee. Cass. Shawnee. So, Laura, you and I will just lay out here. Let's get into it. I'm a 27-year-old woman, and I just closed on a house on Friday. My biggest accomplishment yet. Still on the moon. Anyway, I'm super independent, secure, and if I do say myself, I am drop dead gorgeous.
I mean, okay. Bomb drop, please. Here we go.
I'm a homeowner, I'm drop dead gorgeous, and I'm emailing a radio station. Something wrong with you.
Here we go.
It's like a perfect catch, man.
Gotta tell you, I've never... In all my days, I have never, ever heard a person refer to themselves as drop-dead
gorgeous.
Right? Never, literally never has that happened.
I want to see it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have been celibate for... Here we go. I have been celibate for almost 2 years now. Huh. Nothing. No boo, no buddy, no nothing. It hasn't been necessarily by choice. Well, by the way, that's not celibate then. First, the lockdown, right. So I wasn't meeting anyone. And now I feel like I'm still struggling to meet men. Like, where are they? What do I do? I'm very comfortable by myself, but honestly, it gets lonely. I don't need someone, but I'd like to have someone. But it's like, how do I meet them? Before COVID, I never had issues meeting or attracted men. But I did still struggle with having a serious relationship. I've never been with someone for longer than a year. I'm beginning to wonder, am I doing something wrong?
Are there no men on my level? Why do I feel like it's so hard to meet good, like-minded guys? Like I said earlier, I don't believe it to be my looks. If you have any doubt in your mind, you can find me on Instagram with the same handle as my email.
My lord.
Hold on, let me send this to you guys.
Put that in the chat. Let's
send
this.
Send that over.
We got put it in the chat. We want to see.
I want to see
y'all so raggedy. Y'all so raggedy. Y'all just want to go in there to pick her apart because she said she was drop dead gorgeous. Now y'all want to go in there to pick her apart.
I don't want to pick up her. I think she's probably pretty. You know what I'm saying? She probably get a lot of attention. So I wouldn't pick up her. She probably does look good. You know what I'm saying? But humble, my youth. Humble, my youth.
She is pretty.
Yeah, I figure she's probably pretty. You know what I'm saying?
Probably, and she has a very big butt. Probably, so exactly. There's stuff going on here.
Probably
okay.
Got a little body.
All right.
Yo, send that over, son. Stop all right. Playing.
I already sent it to the group, man. Chill out, perv. All right. What do you guys advise me to do? A lot of my friends just say put yourself out there more. But, like, what does that mean? I go out to the world every day. I go to restaurants with girlfriends all the time. I don't know. I'm just really getting frustrated with the situation. I would love all of your input, especially Laura. As a woman, what do you suggest? But, of course, I'm dying to know what Ebro and Shawnee are going to advise me. Side note, I hate online dating. It's weird. Thanks for asking, the Lonely Queen.
The Lonely Queen
is great.
Shawnee, did you see her IG profile?
I haven't. You didn't send it to me.
I did. Check
it's in the group, man.
I'm looking at it right now.
Check your DMs.
She's a good looking girl. She's a good looking
girl. She's
pretty.
I know what Laura's advice is. Shit.
I would say that most of your problems probably stem from the energy that you give off. Because if the energy you give off feels anything like this email, dudes is moving away from that. Unless they're just willing to put up with you because of your looks. Mm-hmm. And that's not a recipe for success in a relationship.
Yeah, that's only temporary. Right. It's only temporary. I'm with Ebro on this one. The energy kind of, when I'm listening to Rosenberg break down the email, I was like, oh, okay. Like, what are you bringing to the table besides your looks? Like, what is it about your personality that you're not telling us?
Laura, I'm drop dead gorgeous. You hating ass biatch.
And then also moving away from that, like, what do you do in your spare time? I mean, looking at your IG, I see a couple of club pics. You're not gonna find anybody there, so that scratch that.
Well,
off,
especially when you put up what's the thing that women, all women say this. Like-minded. What did she say? Like-minded.
Yeah. Why is it so hard to find good like-minded men?
Right.
Well, and I don't know what her mind is like. Know what like-minded actually means, but
right.
Judging by her IG profile, what are the first things that pop into your mind?
She goes to hookah bars and smokes and goes to beaches and takes photos for the gram. That's all I know.
But on the flip side, she's also somewhat of a responsible adult. If she says she's 27 and she owns her own home,
that's
so
great.
It's not all the way crazy. You know what I'm saying? I just think she needs to put herself in a position. Like one, like you guys said, her attitude. If that's a thing. And then two, just put yourself in a position, like, where should you go? Be more open. You say you don't like online dating, is weird. Well, maybe ask your friends, do they know anybody or have any.
Join a book club. Join a hiking club.
Right.
Go to fitness classes where people, like to be healthy.
Different I mean, things. Let's be real, guys. Let's
I'm also
be real.
Curious of the type of guy she's looking for. Because if it's all like, are you trying to have like, you know, that perfect IG couple? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like some people are just really fixated in like looks. And it's like, what type of person are you truly looking for?
And I'm going to throw this out here too. This is a red flag, ladies. And dudes, you know, we don't have a magazine where we talk about things. Ain't no podcast where dudes really get together and talk about anything other than, you know, they want to smash and it might be a fat butt here or there. I'm going to tell y'all, it's a real red flag for dudes I know. If you have the word Barbie in your IG, dudes is looking at you like you a bozo.
You know,
why do you think you're a Barbie doll? No grown up wants to date somebody whose IG reminds them of toys that kids play with.
Well, not only just toys, but like the concept of Barbie is a very superficial sort of stuffy. It's not the energy you're trying to put out there. Honestly, your whole vibe, I don't know if y'all remember this word, her whole vibe is stush. The whole vibe is like,
see, look,
it's
I'm
stush.
Too good. I'm too good.
Yeah, you're making a face and looking down at people's what it feels like. And that, when you say like-minded, I want to know what like-minded means, because you didn't tell us one thing that you're actually looking for. Because the truth is, if you're being a real good, authentic person, when you go out into the world and you're clearly an attractive person, you should be meeting people. You're putting out an energy that's not bringing anything back.
And what's your criteria? Because I personally know a lot of girls that'll be like, well, I can't date him, he's not tall enough. Or I can't date him, he's not cute enough. Or he doesn't have enough money. I don't, you know, so people have different criteria that they put in front of just looking for somebody that you like. You know what I'm saying? Before you even get there, you have criteria where you're like, oh, I can't date him because of this or because of that. Just, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I mean, and first of all, Dimelo, mommy, you know what I'm saying? Big up yourself. You know what I mean?
What?
Salute to you. Wait, just bigging her up.
First of all, Dimelo, mommy? What was that?
Dime. Hold on. But check. The thing that stood out to me, again, the most, really, just so that we're not forever on her.
Que lo que.
Shawnee's shooting shots? You shooting shots, Shawnee?
Yeah, and not only shooting shots, generic Spanish shots. Like, just the generic.
Dimelo, mommy.
I'm saying, what's up?
That is not generic Spanish. That is generic Dominican.
Dominican, exactly.
I'm saying what's up. But she's used the word, is anybody on my level? So to all of your points, I'm just putting an extra exclamation point on it. You got to humble yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? It's not really like that. You want to find somebody that blends with your character, not all these other physical attributes that you keep talking about. You could find somebody, you're going to have to be patient. And you, like Ebro said, you might find them reading a book somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And just be humble.
Maybe don't refer to yourself as drop dead gorgeous. Maybe let other people do that.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a picture of her. She's a really good looking girl, but it's like a picture of her in a bikini next to a radiator, and it says, "Bitch so hot, gotta stay in bikinis."
See?
Like the type of energy that you put out is the type of energy you're gonna receive.
Yeah.
Like if you're truly looking for something real, like what are you putting out on social media? How about, like you said, how about, this is my favorite book right now, or have opinions about something other than just, you know, hookah bars and beaches and booties, and which is okay, but how
about
mixing it up a little bit?
A lot of booty.
Just mix it up a little bit, you know what I mean? Because, we're just looking at this profile and that's all we really see. I know it's hard, but hopefully if you take all these things into consideration, you'll find somebody that's going to be attracted to you for more than your booty and bikinis.
Say it.
So say the gurus.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Aww.
Catch you uptown, ma.
First of all,
Dimelo. Look at Shawnee.
Shawnee said, first of all, Dimelo.
I see you uptown. You know, I see you at Boca.
Blowing that smoke.
That hookah. I see you at Republica.
Part of me knows that she wishes we shouted out her IG to get her hot. That's
no, she said she didn't want to. She said don't shout it out.
Oh, she said not to.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. I'm trying to be nice, man. I don't want to go
nice,
Kevin Samuels
Eva.
On y'all. I don't want to go Kevin Samuels and just start crying people up out here.
I was thinking that.
Yeah, nah.
This would be easily one of those episodes where we could dissect you. So you really just got to just come down a little bit.
She didn't even give us enough to dissect, though. Like, what are you looking for?
The Instagram's enough. The Instagram, there's plenty in here for me to
Yeah, but it's
alligator souffle this.
You bought a house, so you really about your business.
And I want to say really to all the accomplished people, both men and women, when you come across somebody else who is equally accomplished in whatever metric you use to measure your accomplishments, don't go into it trying to accomplish, compete, if that makes sense. When I used to date, you would meet people and be like, well, I own a business and I own this and I have that and I have, and it's like, all right, I have those things already. I don't need you to tell me your resume based on your accomplishment. I'm trying to know, are you a good person or not? Because people that have things and have had things for a while, the toughest thing to do is to just meet a good person. So many people think they are an asset, someone of value, mm-hmm. just because they have material things.
Right, and it has a sense of entitlement.
Having a PhD and a master's degree and owning a home and having a nice car and having your 401k and having a good credit does not make you a good person. It doesn't make you a good human. It does not make you someone that I want to spend my most vulnerable moments with. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't. Most of the times, it makes you an a-hole because you think you're better than everyone.
Right. And that's the energy that was definitely coming.
And that was the energy that was in the email.
Right. So check your energy.
Because when it's all said and done, how many people we know with all of the accolades that are extremely unhappy and unhappy in their relationship?
Or no.
And unhappy with themselves and unfulfilled.
Facts.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles was popping.
Ooh, I just saw this story. Young Blue arrested on felony gun charges. I'll give you the details on this coming up next. And we have money, bro.
Half a grand in somebody's hand. You want to get paid, paid, paid. Call right now. Let's do it. Let's go. Flashing lights time. Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
So according to reports, singer Young Blue has been arrested on felony weapons charge after a shootout. I guess it says these robbers try to stick him up, him and his crew, outside of a Los Angeles restaurant. So they were waiting for food at a popular restaurant called Bossa Nova in L.A. They observed somebody being robbed in the vicinity.
Okay.
They assumed that they were next. You know, right now there's a lot of robberies happening in Los Angeles right now.
A lot of robberies happening everywhere. I think y'all should know that. It happened in New York.
True. Blue and his brother allegedly exchanged gunfire with the robbers, and they got away. And then when they came back to get their car, they were immediately arrested. So they were about to get robbed. They thought they were next. Shootout happens. They run away. They come back to get to their car. And then they're arrested.
I mean, it's complicated. It's a Facebook profile. It's complicated.
That's the thing about busting shots in public.
Jeez.
I mean, technically, I guess what you probably should do there is just get robbed. Not be busting shots in public. I'm not saying that's fun or what one wants to do.
I don't agree with that. Only because
I'm not saying it morally.
No, I know. I'm just saying if the robbers were already showing guns and shooting at someone, it was already happening. It was already going down.
Oh, they were already shooting?
That's what I understood, right? Laura?
I'm sorry?
I don't think they were shooting.
I thought you said that the robbers had already robbed somebody at gunpoint.
Yes.
Shooting.
Yes.
Well, at gunpoint or were shooting?
It, It didn't say at gunpoint. It just said that they witnessed the robbers sticking up somebody else. So I'm assuming guns were out for them to feel like we're next. I'm assuming. But they saw somebody else get robbed, and they were like, okay, we're next. They're coming for us next. And that's when they pulled out guns and started shooting. Man. So it was just one of those. Anyway, in other news, I was just looking at this this article that I forgot to bring up earlier, how Swiss Beatz thinks Busta Rhymes should go against Eminem in a versus battle.
Well, that was in a Dr. Dre post. I was in there for that. Dr. Dre posted up a post that said something about versus who, and had Eminem spitting a freestyle. Or not a freestyle. I think he was doing Rap God lyrics or something like that.
Eminem Busta would be fun.
It says, it's Dr. Dre's caption says, Marshall Mathers versus who? And it's Eminem, I think that must be at his house where he has a bunch of arcade games, Donkey Kong Jr., whatever. And he's rhyming at the camera. It looks like he put it on Triller, too. At Eminem on Triller, he put it up. And then Swizz jumped in there as one of the first comments and said, Busta, let's go.
Busta M would be solid. They both
Busta
bring different
M
things.
Is a great one.
That's a good
they both
name
have
right there.
Heavy rap skills, hits, and stage presence.
Mm-hmm. Oof. That would be major.
I'm here for it.
That's your flashing lights report. The time is 8:54. And wait. We got somebody that's going to win some money, Ebro.
Uh-oh.
Let's get to the lines. It's money time.
Let's go. Man.
Get to the lines. It's money time.
All right, let's see who's on the line.
Hot 97, hello.
Hello.
How you doing out here today? You chilling?
I'm good. I'm chilling. How are you?
I'm great, man. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, who am I talking to? Is this Ebro?
Yeah, good morning. Who am I talking to? What's your name?
My name is Rosa.
Well, thanks for calling. Nice to meet you.
Rosa.
What you call for?
I'm calling for 500, half a grand in my hand.
Boom.
Well, we got it for you. At least you know what you're calling for. You get money.
Are you kidding me?
You get paid.
Yes.
I've been calling this. Listen, I've been calling this station since I'm a kid. I'm not even going to tell you how old I am.
Wow. Congrats. You got it. Half a grand in your hand, Rosa.
Persistency pays, Kiko.
Let's go, Rosa.
Let's go, Hot 97.
Yo, we love you for listening all these years.
Yo, we love you. Ebro, I just have to tell you one thing. You're not a guru, but you are the guru.
Wow. That's love.
Calm down, Rosa.
I'm a shaman. I got peyote shrooms and $500.
Yo, thank you, bro.
You're welcome. And we love you for listening. Have a phenomenal day.
Love you too.
Hopefully this money
thank
brightens
you
your day
so
a little
much.
Bit. Hang on one second. We love y'all. Your next chance to get a half a grand in your hand is coming up soon. Keep it locked. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg.
Please don't call me on my blood. Pay me what you want.
Wake up, call Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.